inventive puppetry and charming songs. The Arts KC Go calendar is a partnership between Arts KC and KKFI in support of the arts in our region. For the full calendar, visit kkfi.org/artskcgo.
This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and you're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Afternoon. Welcome to Art Speak Radio. This is Maria Vasquez Boyd, and I'm so happy that you've joined us. And every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Central Standard Time right here on 90.1 FM KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. You know, just the tail end of 2020, and I wanted to do something kind of special and include some of our creative people in the community. So for the next 2 weeks, we're going to present 2020, the blank year ever. And we asked a number of people to fill in the blanks. What has that been for them? You know, to say the least, the year 2020 has become infamous for just a number of reasons. So based on your point of view, beliefs, experiences, what reflections and/or revelations comes to mind? What have you discovered about yourself, human nature, or the world? What did 2020 have in store for you? And what are your final thoughts about 2020? So we've asked artists, writers, performers, musicians in the community to reflect and share with us about their 2020 experience. And in turn, think about what was 2020 like for you? Of course, it's not over yet, but close enough. And we'll also hear curated music from our contributors that reflect their response. So on today's program, Wednesday, December 23rd, we'll hear stories and songs from Heath Church, Sam Wells, and Sean Stewart. Now, next week, Wednesday, December 30th, we'll hear stories and songs from Noah Davis, Jessica Page, and Ebony Fondren. But we're going to start off the program today with a recording by Heath Church, who is an American singer-songwriter from Kansas City, Missouri, who primarily plays indie music. His style is inspired by artists such as Elliott Smith, Rivers Cuomo, and The Smiths. Featuring melodies that are often melancholy but yet catchy, many of his songs include intimate vocals, poetic lyrics, and warm acoustic guitar tracks. Heath enjoys performing at many types of venues all over the Midwest and connecting with the locals at his shows. You can find more information about Heath Church at heathchurchmusic.com. So we're going to hear from him right now.
Hello, everyone. My name is Heath Church, and I'm a singer-songwriter here in Kansas City. I love to play shows all around town. I play mostly acoustic music, and Maria invited me to come on the show today to share my reflections on 2020. Before the show, Maria gave us a prompt. She said, use one word to describe 2020. I think the word that I would use is lonely. 2020 was the loneliest year ever. I spent a lot of time in quarantine this year, like most people. I also worked from home almost all the year. I'm a software engineer. I spent most of my time in a dark basement in front of a computer screen. The days often blended together, and the words, numbers, and symbols on the screen often blurred together into an incoherent jumble. I missed my friends, and I became very aware of all the opportunities I was missing out on, and even some things I was missing out on before the pandemic started. That being said, I did learn several things from this year. So before I begin, I feel obligated to remind you that all of my reflections are coming from a clinically depressed pessimist. So just keep that in mind today as you're listening to my reflections. This year has not been a pretty year. It's been a year marked by death and pain and isolation. And, you know, we started off the year with the death of George Floyd, and then the pandemic really ramped up, and we had thousands and thousands of people losing their loved ones every day, and, you know, that still continues to go on. And in the meantime, I was reflecting on all of this, and I was thinking about contrast. I was thinking about all of this ugliness that we see in the world, all of this loss, this death, the human depravity, and I was thinking about how for every bit of ugliness in the world, there must exist beauty, or at least the capacity for beauty. Otherwise, we wouldn't recognize ugliness as ugliness. So even though I'm a pessimist, I really do believe that there must either be an equal amount of beauty in the world as ugliness, or at least the capacity for beauty. I kind of lean a little bit towards the latter, to be honest. I think that the capacity is there, but I don't know if the same amount of beauty exists. It's hard for me to say. But that was my first reflection that I wanted to talk about today. I have a few other observations I'd like to share with you, that things that I learned mostly about relationships and just some reflections I have about myself and my own growth this year. One thing that I learned this year is really the importance of being able to let go of a relationship or friendship that's unhealthy and being able to set my own boundaries. That's really important. And, you know, nobody likes to see a relationship or a friendship fail. It's really hard to, especially for me, to be able to say, this isn't working, this isn't healthy, and I need to move on. So I got better at setting boundaries this year, and I worked on having a little more self-respect in my relationships, and that went pretty well. One other thing that comes to mind when thinking about 2020 is just about trusting your gut when it comes to relationships. So I really learned that this year, that if you are hanging out with someone and you just have a really good vibe about them and they just seem like they're going to be a good friend for you, stick with that person, invest in that relationship. That should be the way that your friendships and relationships work. Normally, you can tell almost immediately if a relationship or friendship is going to be good for you. Trust those instincts that you get, and don't take them for granted. Don't try and write them off and say, and make excuses for the other person and say, well, maybe if I just give this a little bit more time, or if I get to know them a little bit better, things will change. They probably won't. And so trust your gut. That's one thing that I learned this year. I spent a lot of time in quarantine this year just by myself, and I started journaling again. I kind of quit journaling earlier in the year, and I was really missing out. So I've loved journaling ever since I was a kid. And during the pandemic, when I was in quarantine, I picked up my pen and paper and I started writing again. And I've got to tell you, it was a huge help to me, and it helped me get through some really difficult times this year, including a breakup that I had, and some time when I was really stressed about moving. Journaling and doodling just really helped me recenter myself. And I don't know what it is, but there's something about putting your thoughts and emotions onto paper that makes you realize how you're really feeling or what's really going on with you. So journaling is something that I have to do, and I need to keep that up. So that's one thing I realized this year. Another reflection I have is, I mean, it's more of a personal one. It's just about what I kind of need to look for in a potential partner. You know, I learned this year that I really need to look for someone who is creative like me, and someone who's artistic and sensitive and above all, compassionate and sweet. Now, I know it sounds like I'm just describing Maria over here. And maybe I am, Maria. I don't know. But anyways, I learned that about myself this year. I had a friend, I made a new friend this year, and she really opened my eyes to those things. Our friendship made me realize that, hey, this is really the kind of person that I need to end up with. So that was really helpful for me. Like I said before, I'm a clinically depressed pessimist, but I get it. It's the holidays. It's been a really rough year. And I'm going to leave you with a little nugget of hope here. The last reflection I have is that the right people have a tendency of coming along at just the right time. I have a quick story about this I'd like to share. When I was younger, I had really bad depression, and I was over at a friend's house for a party, and this wave of depression just hit me really hard. And I didn't know what to do, and I was embarrassed. And so I went and I hid in my friend's closet. After a while, my friend noticed I was missing from the party, and he came and found me. And for some reason, this moment has always stuck out to me in my mind. What I'm really trying to say is that if you feel lost or alone, I just want you to know that someone will come and find you eventually. I'm going to introduce you to my new single, Free Fall. But before I do that, I just want to say a big thanks to Maria for having me on the show. She has me on the show every year in December, it seems like. And for the past, like, 2 or 3 years, I've come on the show in December, and it's always a good time. Maria was joking about how it's our tradition now. And I was excited to have this opportunity to continue the tradition this year. So thanks so much, Maria. Free Fall is a song that I wrote in that same dark basement that I was telling you about earlier. I spent a lot of time down there in quarantine, and I had a lot of days where I was feeling depressed, and my mind was just cloudy, and I felt kind of stuck. I felt stagnant. I had this feeling of just going through the motions every day, the same thing, and it was very challenging. The way that I describe that feeling in this song is a free fall. And it's also about being stagnant in a relationship and not growing in that relationship. It just feels like you're stuck there, and you just keep falling, and things keep getting worse and worse. And that's really what 2020 felt like, if I'm honest with myself. So this is Free Fall. I really hope you enjoy it. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Heath Church. If you're interested, you can check out my music on Spotify. Just look up Heath Church. If you have any questions or some feedback for me, you can also reach me through my website at heathchurchmusic.com. Thanks so much. This is Free Fall.
Free fall. Got me.
never seem to end. I can feel my nerves rotting, soon I will be numb. I'm so tired of fighting, it feels so dumb. Got me in a grief hole. Got me in a sleep walk. I'm defective, I'm infected, I'm a broken machine. And I can't fall in love because there's something wrong with me. Got me in a and I wish you would let go. It's not too hard to see that we're not meant to be. You know it's bad when the dark thoughts start again. You know it's bad when the days never seem to end. I can feel my nerves rotting, soon I will be numb. So tired of fighting, it feels so dumb. Got me in a grief hole. Got me in a sleep walk. I'm defective, I'm infected, I'm a broken machine. And I can't fall in love because there's something wrong with me. Me in a grief hole. Got me in a sleep walk. Got me in a grief hole. Got me in a sleep walk. Let me go now.
That is Heath Church. We thank you so very much, Heath, for your contribution to 2020, the blank year ever. And, you know, I was sort of doing a little research, and he's been on since 2017 as a regular contributor, and we love to hear his stories. We love to hear his music, heathchurchmusic.com, for more information. I know the last time we had him on air was, I believe, for Mother's Day. So the very best to you, Heath Church. You know, and I have to say, coming up next, we've got a couple of announcements to play, but coming up next, we'll hear from Sam Wells, and she's just too wonderful for words. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
No matter what happens, the sun keeps shining. Alt Energy, in support of KKFI, is dedicated to educating the community about solar energy and is now providing residential and commercial solar power installations in the Kansas City area. More info at altenergyinc.com or 816-226-7377.
KKFI is here for the holidays. And if you have a loved one who loves KKFI, what better gift to give than a KKFI guest DJ certificate? Oh, wait. I meant to say, what better gift to give than a KKFI water bottle? Well, the pint glasses are nice, too. But which glass? Hold on. Maybe the ball cap is a better gift. But there's like four colors. Okay, the hoodie, that's it. Well, listen to this guy. Cannot decide.
There's a scarf, too.
Well, whatever you choose, just know that your gift supports Community Radio, KKFI. See all the gifts at kkfi.org/prizecloset. You really can't go wrong. Psst. You can also do a little shopping for yourself.
And you're listening to Arts Peak Radio on 90.1 FM, KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. Terrific. Hey, we've got Sam Wells up next. And I want to tell you a little bit about Sam Wells, the delicate pairing of Sam Wells' fiery voice and enchanting baritone ukulele could steal your heart. It is with open arms Kansas City has embraced her, from offering musical residencies at local hotspots, Repeal 18 and Bar K, to a spot in what would have been, pre-COVID, the 2020 lineup at Boulevardia. Through the use of her looper pedal, Sam graduates the traditionally light and beachy instrument into a blues Americana force with ease. The versatility of Sam Wells' artistry is best highlighted between her first two singles, evolving through every song, leading you on a journey of self-discovery alongside her own. Welcome, Sam. Hello.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Maria.
Oh, I'm so excited to have you, you know, as a contributor to the 2020, the blank year ever. And, you know, just having you on as a wonderful writer and performer, singer, songwriter, it's a real blessing to have you. Also, I would love to have you in the studio. We got you by phone.
What better year to have a first time in your studio?
I know, right? Well, so we've asked, you know, artists, performers, writers, musicians, about what 2020 was like for them. You know, 2020, the blank year ever, to say the least. The year 2020 has become infamous for a number of reasons. So based on your point of view, beliefs, experiences, what reflections and or revelations comes to mind? What have you discovered about yourself, human nature, the world? What did 2020 have in store for you? And, you know, final thoughts about 2020. Once Sam talks about her experiences, we're going to hear a song written, original music tune from you, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. And before we go into your story real quick, if you would tell our listeners anything that's upcoming, any sort of live events on Facebook or social media, and of course your website, so folks can find out more about you.
Absolutely. I actually have a Christmas Eve song coming out tomorrow.
Oh, great.
in celebration of that, and that'll be out everywhere. It's kind of funny because distribution has been really backed up. I think it's just the year for it, really. Yeah. But I was really nervous that my Christmas Eve song would come out on like January 5th. And so I just got the email confirmation that it was good to go for tomorrow. So there are little things to celebrate today.
And so how can we listen to, how can we find this?
It will be out everywhere. So wherever you stream music, it'll be available. And then as well as on YouTube, or maybe if you listen through Amazon Echo, it'll be available everywhere. But if you're in the market to support local musicians, you can also buy it for $1 on Bandcamp, which is just every dollar helps.
Yeah. And whoisamwells.com is your website?
That's right. Yeah. Not only can you find everything through there, but I have also Who is Sam Wells as my social. So if you're a fan of Jeopardy, it'll be really easy for you to remember.
Very good.
I've also got an EP coming out on New Year's Eve, so all of your holiday celebrations can be soundtracked
I
by
love it.
Sam Wells
I
music.
Love it. What better? How can it get any better than that? Yeah, very good. So, Sam, let's hear your story. Now, I've got your recording, but I don't have the recording of your story, but you're going to read it live on air, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. I would love to just kind of tell you all about it.
Sure. So this is Sam Wells, 2020, the blank year ever.
Oh, thank you, Maria. So, given my genuine and very naive hopefulness on New Year's Eve 2019, I can safely say that 2020 was the most unpredictably arduous year I have ever experienced. It was just, I'm exhausted. It was so difficult and tiring. So hearing Heath say lonely, it felt absolutely appropriate. Though I only have 26 other years to compare it to, I could bet money that I'm not the only one that feels this way. See, like, on one hand, there were so many beautiful and life-altering plans I had laid out for the 12 months that would fill 2020, and next to none of them came to fruition. I was supposed to be playing my first massive festival at Boulevardia, as you mentioned before. And I can tell you, I cried when I saw that I would be on that lineup, and cried even more so when I found out it was canceled, because that was just the most exciting thing that I could have ever felt like I could be a part of. But then on the other hand, thanks to, I guess, the complete upturn of every single person's life this year, I've experienced some of my most cherished memories now. Not only did I get to take part in three other festivals this year, far surpassing the one that I would be most hopeful to go, I was able to do three instead of one, but I was able to do Ghostlight with you, Maria, which is just, I cannot tease about this enough, but it's been the coolest thing that I've ever done. Getting to create stories from scratch with such talented people, and to connect and hear about the lives and the hopes and the experiences of you and all of the people who joined me on that stage was an experience that I wouldn't have had had we not fallen into this pandemic. And so I think people are so funny in that we want to have control over our lives, and we think that we have any control over our lives and our circumstances, when really we don't. I say unpredictably arduous, because it took a year like this to truly teach me how to let go, how to be tossed in a boat that I was sure was sinking in a violent storm, and to be able to create joy in those waves, to find joy, like my time with you and like my time with so many musicians from afar this year. I find myself after this year having a deepened love-hate relationship with human nature, with our country, with our government, our standards of living, with all of it. This year, we've had so many like life-altering experiences happen where people are gathering together to fight for the lives of those, for people they don't know. And we're able to speak our minds and share our voices with an election. And we're experiencing loneliness in a quarantine while also feeling completely connected by the internet in ways that we've never experienced before. I would dare say overly connected through the internet. And so not only do we have this brilliant abundance surrounding us at any given moment, but in the same bat of an eye, you can find someone in need, someone truly suffering, and someone looking to harm others for personal gain. I know that these are not new concepts by any means, but it is one that, over my time of quarantine, I found myself toiling over more and more and more as we got deeper into this state of crisis that we're all in. The song that I intend to play is one of my own, as you mentioned, that was released into the world just this Monday. But it was written in late 2018 in response to the circumstances that I was experiencing then in the world. Like the state of our world and climate change and greed and classism and all of the little things that that little old me couldn't fix from my cushy apartment. I was listening to a podcast by Science Mike called How Screwed Are We? And it just kind of laid out in the most blunt of terms to say what we're doing and the way that we're living and the cost of this living is depleting all of our resources. And if we don't start taking massive actions to take steps backwards in our production, that we might not see our future, and our generations as our generations of family might not get to see a beautiful future. Which is also super funny that there was a solar energy ad right before coming onto this, because things like that can all be found on my website under A Bit of Hope for the Deflated, because after I heard that podcast, I was just in a pit of despair. I was like, I'm one person, and there's no way that my single impact of recycling or switching to LED Christmas bulbs could change the fact that it felt like we were sinking in this storm. But this allowed me to have a cry for help. It allowed me to rage against this machine that's massive and that I feel like I couldn't take on, but also gave me fire to do what I can, no matter how small and insignificant it seemed. So that's what For the Deflated, which is a song that we'll be playing, is for me. If there's anything 2020 has taught me, it's that life is unpredictable and arduous, not just 2020. But that doesn't mean that it isn't overflowing with beauty and opportunity. And if we're willing to wrestle the waves and create it, and find joy in those waves, that it'll present itself to us. So the song that I would love to play for you is For the Deflated. It covers much more than climate change, but is basically my battle cry for doing everything we can to disintegrate our air slower. So I sing over and over and over again, what can we do? But if you find yourself toiling with those same thoughts and concerns and anxieties, you can go to my website, Who Is Sam Wells, and under the A Bit of Hope tab, there are a list in tons of contacts for ways that you can stay informed on what we can do, and also just baby steps that we can all take that will actually make a difference.
Beautiful, beautiful. I thank you, Sam, so very much. Thank you for
your words
and your beautiful music. And we're going to listen to your song right now. Thanks so much for calling.
Awesome. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. And we're going to be right back with her song right after this.
Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes in a Movie, currently available to stream at home. The Danish dramedy Another Round was the big winner at the recent European Film Awards, taking Best Picture, Director, and Actor. Mads Mikkelsen stars in Thomas Vinterberg's story about four high school teachers who agree to test a noted psychiatrist's theory that maintaining a blood alcohol content of 0.050 results in maximum performance. And naturally, things get complicated.
They all at first are reporting feeling better, teaching better, and their goal is to get to a state where they're neither sober or drunk. I won't tell you the results, but I will say the film is engaging. The characters are good, they come to life, and you can relate to what they're struggling with, the loneliness and lack of connection in their lives. So I would encourage moviegoers, if you see this, to be aware that it has a powerful impact.
The last collaboration between director Vinterberg and Mikkelsen was the minor classic from 2012, The Hunt, not to be confused with the movie of the same title that came out this year. Another Round isn't nearly as good as The Hunt, but it's still very intriguing.
If you're dealing with potential alcoholism yourself, you might want to bypass this film.
At first blush, the theory they're testing might sound absurd, but it's actually based on a postulation by Norwegian Dr. Finn Skarderud. Another Round finds a thoughtful way to explore this hypothesis. While it's serious, Vinterberg's film is also very funny, and Mikkelsen, who started his career as a dancer, gets to show off some of his best moves.
I felt like at the end of the film, a nice martini might be a good idea.
I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.
And I want to say we've got Sam Wells' tune queued up. And again, her website is whoissamwells.com. And the song, For the Deflated.
Over and out, swallowed under my doubt, and I bet that you could tell by my face how expression is the key, but it's a good reality when our eyes are stained by waterworks and pain. Well, doesn't life seem funny? of ghouls and fun is overrated. No time to let loose when the monsters in the room become the cool, the love, the lost, the medicated.
For a special Christmas Eve episode of the Thursday Night Special at 7 p.m. on December 24th. KKFI, in partnership with the Harem and Jewel series, presents Holiday Bliss with international talents and KC natives tenor Ben Bliss, Americana duo Barnaby Bright, and special guests. This crooner Christmas-style celebration features seasonal music, jokes, and memories.
I'll be home.
That's Holiday Bliss at 7 o'clock on Christmas Eve on KKFI. Learn more at kkfi.org/holidaybliss.
If only in my dreams.
Hey, y'all, thanks so much for tuning in to 90.1 FM. KKFI, Kansas City Community Radio. This is Art Speak Radio. I'm Maria Vasquez Boyd, and we've got a special program on this week and next, 2020, the blank year ever. To say the least, the year 2020 has become infamous for a variety of reasons. Based on your point of view, beliefs, experiences, what reflections or revelations comes to mind? What have you discovered about yourself, human nature, the world? What did 2020 have in store for you? And what are your final thoughts about 2020? So we've asked artists and writers, performers, musicians in the community to reflect and share with us about their 2020 experience. You know, think about what was 2020 like for you. We'll also hear curated music from our contributors that reflect the response. And up next, we have Sean Stewart, who has been playing live since he was 15 in Chicago. Now, after college, he moved to KC and was booked through United Entertainment in the early mid-90s, playing Davies Uptown, The Bottleneck, as well as The Shadow, and many other no longer clubs. He was stay-at-home father for nearly 20 years, writing songs to order through Raymond Taylor Advertising in Chicago and playing coffee shops. Since empty nesting, you know, it's tough, he is back in full force, this time primarily as a writer. 2020 successes included nomination for new single of the year, At the Bridge, gaining access to the Lionsgate slate of upcoming shows, publishing through TV, Film, Sync, and signing two non-exclusive label deals for increased reach that... Let's see. Label deals for increased reach, single promotion in 2021. Easy for you to say, right, Sean?
You did a good job. That was a lot.
Thank you, my friend. Hey, so happy to hear you on air, and we're glad that you participated in this and contributed to this program today. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm always glad to be invited on the show. I love Art Speak, as you know. I say this often, but I just love the timbre of your voice. Such a soothing tone to me.
So sweet.
Always happy to join your show and just your great spirit as well.
Thank you. Thank you. So I do have not only your recording of what your response was, but also some original music that you've written, right?
Yes. And we recorded my response because, you know, I loved hearing Heath and Sam, and they're both obviously talented as orators. You do not want to give Sean carte blanche like that. If I start talking off the cuff, it'll go off the rail in seconds. It'll make no sense. I'm way too ADHD, so I recorded my response and kept it pretty concise. That's just how things work best for me. But I'm happy to chat with you after you play that if we want to talk about more tangential things that happened in 2020. So.
Yeah, let me play this and don't go away. And yeah, hang in there, Sean. We'll play this right now.
2020, the most evolutionary year ever. We are evolving as a species, but also as a universe. The entire joint had outgrown its exoskeleton and had to take cover for a while. Naked, unprotected, while the new one filled in. I kept a journal of 2020, month by month, and named it 2020 the Musical. I divided the songs into chronological chapters, and I believe as you listen, you will remember exactly where you were, taking cover, while the events of the song played out. It was rough, but each being, human or not, terrestrial or not, has either matriculated or been left to languish in their anachronism. New species, excited to explore their environs, or dinosaurs, freezing to death, while growling at the change in climate, as if that would make any difference.
Sean, I'm queuing up your song right now. So go ahead and just talk a little bit and just tell us the title of it.
Sure. The one you're going to hear is the it's not the single from 2020, the Musical, which I referenced in that little narrative. It is just one that I wanted to share today. I was just kind of feeling like I should and probably won't be released as a single. It's called Jesus Came Down, and it's in the summer portion. As I said in that little narrative, 2020, the musical is month by month blows of what happened this year up till about September. And that falls in the George Floyd summer. And just kind of, echoes frustrations that I and many others had with people who claim to be Christian, but don't act anything like Jesus. So.
Okay, I got it.
It's a sad little narrative on what we've kind of done in his name, and I think the rest of it kind of speaks for itself.
Okay, we'll be right back, but we're going to hear it right now.
Okay, thanks.
Jesus came down, looked around, let out a mournful sigh. Father, forgive them for what they've done. Why did I even try? They've traded my peace for a gun, taking my life in vain. Oh, faithless people, knowing only evil, how could you steal my name? And how did it get so far away from me? How can my children come to me when they can't even breathe? It's a long way down from heaven to get to hell on earth. And there's no way to the kingdom. Jesus went round town to town, saying, Father, what have they done? They piled up to Caesar, their religious leaders, abandoned the chosen one. Forgive me for what I'll do. Got my whip in hand. I'll drive out these devils from your temple in search of the promised land. But how did it get so far away from me? Can my children come to me when they can't even breathe? It's a long way down from heaven to get to hell on earth. And there's no kingdom. Till my people know it's worth. Jesus came down, looked around, pointed to his left side. I never knew you'd depart from me. Why did I even die?
Wow, and that was Sean Sturt. Sean, what a beautiful song.
Well, thank you so much. Really, I love written. That For the Deflated, if yeah. we can, if I can defer back to Sam Wells again.
yeah,
heard that for the first time, I think, last Saturday night. Somebody was featuring it on the bridge. And to my embarrassment, I had not heard Sam Wells before. I'd heard of her, but I'd not heard the music. And, oh, my God, what a talent. Well, I mean, I like Heath's sound a lot, too, but what great people you have today.
Well, you know, and I think that's just really, you know, demonstrative of who we have here in Kansas City. I mean, just just a wonderful collection of talented people, music, you know, songwriters, singers, musicians, actors, and poets, writers, all of that. And I have the fortunate job to, you know, talk to people. And you know, I think what happens when we don't know about one another and we hear them in the community, then we are able to really strengthen that bond of creative community by, you know, knowing people like Sam Wells and Heath Church and Sean Sturt. So, you know, I want to thank you so much for your contribution today. I wish you were here in the studio with me because it's always so much fun when you're here, you know, live. There'll be a time for that. Now, is there anything, we're going to kind of close up really quick here in a little bit, but I want to ask, is there anything upcoming that our listeners would be interested in, a live performance perhaps on Facebook or anything going on that, that you should let us know?
Well, all my stuff now is pretty much just trying to get distributors and labels to bite. And as was referenced in what you read for me, right now I've got a couple people talking to me. And so I'm just trying to get it playing everywhere in the world.
Oh, good. Yeah, yeah.
So trying to leverage that as best I can. So anyone out there, speaking of the community, right, and how tight-knit we are,
yeah.
Anyone out there with a lot of experience in that realm, please get a hold of me right now.
There you go.
Like I said, I have some offers, and I don't want to jump at the wrong one.
Sure.
Or one that would, you know, potentially exclude other ones. I don't know a lot about this yet. I've read a little. So I'm looking to navigate that without hopefully making any foolish mistakes. I am not playing live. Occasionally I will post a song where I just record it on a Saturday morning and kind of play it. But we're taking COVID pretty strictly,
yeah.
So I'm just not really leaving the house.
I hear you, kid.
And, yeah. But what's up for me next is I've got a song coming out in Q1. One of the labels is talking about a string of four singles, one each quarter. And so Q1 is going to be a song called Average Joe, which I'm pretty excited about working with Patrick Meager on producing. And in Q2, I've got one called Basic Ass Bro, mm-hmm. Which is a critique on bros, just the people who are like, try to use people up and, you know, they like to do their shots and stuff like that on the weekends and just high five each other, but just don't run real deep. That's with Mickey Aptillo. And I was really happy that Royce Handysoft also signed on for a part in that song, so super excited about that one. Q2.
Now, how do people get a hold of you, Sean? If you're, you're kind of reaching out and kind of to the community about some assistance with some of your projects and that sort of thing. How can people get a hold of you?
Well, Sean Stewart here in town. Obviously, I'm just on Facebook or any other way. You can get a hold of me through. You know, like Sam said, all my stuff is released everywhere, Spotify, YouTube. You know, you can send messages there, too, if you can't get me through Facebook. I don't have a website set up yet, which I know is super lame.
It takes a lot of work. I don't have one either, to be honest with you.
Okay. I'm not the only. But so I would say probably Facebook's the best. Instagram, just I'm Sean Stewart on there. Sean M. Stewart, if you're looking for me, though, on any of the music channels. Because there's another Sean Stewart that predated me, and so we're definitely not the same.
Well, I want to thank you so much for calling in today and your contribution to 2020, the blank year ever. Thank you so much, Sean, and hopefully I'll get to see you live in person in 2021. Let's hope. Okay?
Oh, God, I'm really hoping so, Marie. I miss you.
We love you, and thank you so much for calling in and being a part of a show today.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. And I want to say to our listeners, we're going to close out the show, but KKFI is here for you, and we want to stay right here for decades to come. So that's why we are raising money for the Tower Backup Project. Our goal is to raise $40,000 to purchase a backup transmitter, transmission line, an antenna that will be installed on our tower to keep our signal on the air, you know, what, come hell or high water, or in the event of a major mechanical failure. Our current transmission equipment is very old. Much of it has been with us since the very beginning of KKFI, and that old gear will need to be serviced and possibly replaced in the not-so-distant future. The Tower Backup Project will help keep us on the air through mechanical failures, power outages, and any periods of servicing or replacing our old systems. So, here's the dealio. You can help keep KKFI here and on the air for all of our listeners by supporting the Tower Backup Project at kkfi.org/donate. And I want to thank you for listening and supporting Kansas City Community Radio. And I want to say also a thank you to Heath Church, Sam Wells, Sean Stewart, thank you so much for your contribution today. And next week, we're going to present part two, 2020, the blank year ever. And we'll hear from Noah Davis, Jessica Page, and Ebony Fondren. I want to invite you to stay tuned next for Jazz Afternoon with Jeff Harshbarger, followed by Old G's Hangout with Groovy Grant. And, you can find podcasts of this show on our website, kkfi.org, and iTunes. Download them there. Also, there is a rebroadcast of this program on 1kcradio.org, and that's Friday, 10 to 11 from that station. So I want to thank you again so very much, and I'm going to head out, and honey, I'm coming home.